it's on.
Oh, sorry.
Tonight on Monsieur Q, here's Tommy.
Hi there.
Happy.
Hi there. Yes, Mary.
Oh, sorry.
On tonight's edition of Monsieur Q, our contestants are playing for Pete.
What?
Oh, they're playing for...
Oh, a new car.
Yes, that's right. Okay, where are we?
And a holiday.
Right, okay, on with the...
To Barbados.
Okay, right on with the show and on to the first round. Mary, test your buzzer. John, test your buzzer. And Yvette. Okay. Yeah, live TV, eh? Okay, on to question number...
The Eiffel...
Yes, John?
It's the Eiffel...
Pick of the gift shop, and here's our very lovely hostess, the Emperor Krang.
Hola! Hello there!
And here's question number 16. Complete the following sentence... Blunderbuss.
Fine, thanks, Tommy. Yes, I'm very interested in gardening.
Oh, sorry, was I supposed to say something?
Well, I think that's all we got time for, so it just remains to say...
Speaking...
Is that it now? Are we finished?
Welcome to Monsieur Q!
Is it the Eiffel Tower?
Well, we've finished now.
Huh? Isn't there supposed to be some sort of punchline?
What? Oh, yes, hang on. Looking for dirty things and rude bits? You can't go wrong at the Naughty Emporium. Items of a titillating nature, involving much iniquity and well-stocked shelves of filth. See the remarkable vibrating rude portions, the gooey disgusting stuff of lubrication, and row upon row of pictorial naughties featuring scantily clad ladies of ill repute. Come and see the remarkable new kinematograph of lust. 200 feet of procreation and daring ankle close-ups. Just in from the Michelin Corporation, the new inflatable gutta-percha lady. So much better than the old solid rubber models. Now you can hardly feel the bumps. We've got it all at the Naughty Emporium. And remember, we give a 10% discount to the clergy.
From the people who brought you bending over backwards with a broomstick up your crack, lighting your armpits, and 20 more painful things to do with shears, comes an exciting new trend in aerobics videos. The unbe-fucking-leavably brutal shape-up series.
And one, and two, and one, and two, and one, and...
Noted aerobics instructor and former chiropractic pain therapist Judy... takes you through an A to Z of back-breaking contrivances and violent gymnastic equipment.
Hello, I'm Judy. Formerly Dr. Judy. On these three tapes, available individually or handsomely gift-boxed in lurid pornographic detail, marvel at how easily you can lose flab with the swinging slab. That'll teach you to strike me off the register.
There's the clutch and pucker, the ab distension, the shred bend. And if you purchase the unbe-fucking-leavably brutal shape-up videos now, despite everything your doctor's told you, you get the Inscruciator absolutely free.
That's right. As a model, porn star and qualified neurosurgeon, I knew that a fitness program could be traumatic, could be horrendous, but most of all, could be totally disfiguring. The Inscruciate is so versatile. It could be used almost anywhere on the body with much the same result.
Buttocks. Breasts. Lips. Tummy. Thighs. Oh, baby.
It scars. It inflames. It doesn't come out. And it's so easy to use. Listen. And in and out and in and out. In and out and in and... Feel those chunks of flesh just flying off. Oh, there goes one now. You think twice before you indict someone next time, asshole!
Judy! And her Unbe-fucking-lievably-brutal shape-up series, volume 1 to 64 inclusive. Available now on VHS or Beta. Or Pummeler, or Thumper, or Mutilator, or Incinerator, or Flayer, or Roaster, or Extractor, or Blender, or Crucifier, or Scab Producer, or...
Flaps, bollocks, gashes and smith, lycra, leather, lips and lard, quim, flaff, minge and twat, all this and more at the Naughty Emporium.
Mum, Dad.
Look, since we're all here together around the dinner table, Well, there's something I've been meaning to bring up for a while, but I hadn't found the right time.
Listen, boy, the dinner table's not the right time to bring up anything.
I hope this isn't anything unsavoury.
Well, you should know. You cooked it.
Mum, Dad, listen to me. I want you to understand that this isn't anything unnatural or anything I had any choice about.
You've been wetting your bed again, haven't you?
Have you, darling? Have you been going tinkles on the sheets?
What a disgrace. My son, the bedwetter.
Perhaps Mr. Rubber Undersheet will have to make a return visit, eh?
I told you I'm not having him here again. Why can't you find a doctor with a sensible name?
I haven't been wetting the bed. It's just that I'm... adopted.
I don't think so, darling.
It's true, Mum.
Look, it's just a phase you're going through. I know some kids think it's trendy to be adopted, but be sensible, Stephen.
Mum! Face facts. Here's my birth certificate, the results of the DNA test, and my real parents.
Hello there.
Okay.
Stephen, who are these people?
I told you, they're my biological parents.
Make him stop saying these things. David, make him stop.
I'm sorry, Margaret, but the kid's got some pretty strong evidence there.
But David...
Well, to be honest, it's true, Margaret, every word of it's true. You were never even pregnant.
Of course I was. Look, I've got photos of me, you know, fat.
I used to stick a pillow up your dress every morning while you weren't looking.
I suffered from morning sickness.
I stuck my tongue down your throat when we kissed. Way down. I was a damn good aim, too, even if I do say so myself.
But why, David? Why?
To hide my terrible, terrible secret. Margaret, I'm important.
You're important?
That's right, Margaret. It's a perfectly normal medical condition, importance. Ever since I became important, I've been completely unable to function normally.
You mean the F word?
Not just the F word, Margaret. Also the P word, and the S word, and the...
No! Not another word.
Anyway, Mum, Dad, I've got to go now. My real parents are taking me to the zoo.
Hurry up, darling!
Come along now, you little scamp!
What? No, Stephen... Come back! Oh, David, look where your importance has gotten us now!
But I only did it for you. Didn't you enjoy it? The gala celebrity dinners, the high-rolling lifestyle, the yacht, the three Mercs in the garage.
Well, yes, I've loved it, but how can that make up for the loss of our only son?
Margaret, look, I've got something even better than an only son for you. 2 tickets to the opening night of Sir Baron Lord Queen Duke Andrew Lloyd Grotesque's musical based on the blueprints for his new mansion.
Oh. Well, let's go. We don't want to miss the opening number about the entrance hall. Apparently, one of the guests gets crushed by a chandelier.
Wait, dear, there's more. But afterwards, I've booked the Honolulu room at the Hyatt on Smam Street.
Oh, David, this is so wonderful. I hear they have real sand and bits of the surf, too.
Come on.
And so David and Margaret and Fringin went back to their caviar and cocaine and never felt guilty about anything ever again. Stephen, meanwhile, was eaten by an escaped polar bear at the zoo. Life can be cruel sometimes, huh?
Knobs, tits, grub, dongs, bits, rims, nips, butts, miffs, plugs! And we do dry cleaning too.
Hello, I'd like to buy a tree.
What sort of tree?
Well, you see, I saw some trees on the telly the other night, and they were growing little birds. I want one of them.
Ah, I see. What kind of birds?
Oh, little birds. And they had red feathers under the arms. And when they were ripe, they just got up and flew away.
I've seen those kind of trees before.
I want one.
You know what?
No, I don't.
I ain't got any of those kind of trees here. But I do have one of these kind of trees.
Why, you sure do.
It grows water. Watch as I break open the bud. Ugh. And out flows juicy water.
I'll take it.
Thank you. And later.
Jeepers! My very own water tree!
Ah, I've swindled you, incidentally.
Oh! Damn! I wanted a water tree.
Well, you've got me instead.
What, you can talk?
Yes.
But have I been swindled?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm still sad then.
It's Aldous Blee and his talking tree.
Well, Aldous, ready for another adventure?
Not really. You're annoying.
Well, bad luck, because with a talking tree, adventure is sure to pursue our every step.
Hooray!
Why, look at that strange man over there with the nuclear weapon. I wonder what he could be up to.
Come on, we're going home, tree.
Put me down. I want to find out what mysterious goings-on are going on.
It doesn't matter none, tree. You're going to sit in my backyard and shut up.
You do realize I'm a fire hydrant, don't you?
Oh, don't be stupid. Fire hydrants can't talk.
That was Aldous Blyer Blydrant and his talking fire hydrant.
My name's not Aldous.
Yes, it is.